I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The pandemic put a halt to in-person schooling around the world. The Arab Baptist Theological Seminary in Lebanon made a difficult choice, switching to fully virtual courses. Students no longer live on campus. Lo'ulwa El Malouf.
We had 35 students join us. This is the largest intake of new students in the history of the seminary. ABTS was founded in 1960, and since then we've been training hundreds of leaders for the Arab world, but this is the first time we have this high number of students. And the diversity is incredible. We're seeing students from countries that wouldn't be able to be with us if it weren't for this hybrid module.
Please pray these students will have a fruitful ministry throughout the Middle East and North Africa. And the COVID-19 virus first jumped to humans in mainland China in late 2019. Despite this, the country has kept cases low for the past year. Eric Berkland of China Partners says for Chinese Christians, things have begun to look more normal.
So the good news is we're hearing most recently that a lot of the schools, the seminaries and Bible schools have reopened. Students are back in classes face-to-face. Churches have reopened nationwide. There's still some pockets here and there where they're still somewhat more careful.
International travel into China remains difficult. Berkland doesn't expect to be able to visit until 2022, but China Partner remains connected to Chinese Christians. During the pandemic, believers helped their communities in any way they could, and as a result, many people have flocked to the church since the pandemic began. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Join us here on social media or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.